overflowing sewage in the hallways, electrical problems causing a fire in a classroom, sound issues in the classroom where you can't hear, lighting issues where you're changing ballasts and lights constantly, building leaks, classroom leaks, we experienced it this week and last week, constantly changing out ceiling tiles, overcrowded classrooms, outdated media centers, multi-purpose rooms that serve as a gymnasium, cafeteria, and auditorium all at the same time, the safety issues that are represented in an older school, and then a lack of classroom space and educational room for special teachers and special ed teachers.